bluntly stated, what was the truth when you got out?
Roswell happened.
Roswell was real.
It was real. We had an alien that was in captivity up until 1951. He was kept at Kirtland, and he was kept at Los Alamos. He died in, the latter part of 1951. Linda Howell interviewed that alien's handling person. It was an Air Force officer.
Yes, she mentioned it in her book.
Yeah.
You saw the film, so you
saw the film.
That means you saw the alien.
I saw the alien.
And you would describe this alien in what way?
He was about 3 foot 8 inches tall. He had the large eyes. He's a typical gray-looking one that you see now. I mean, they're portraying. It just didn't have a thumb. Had 4 fingers. Had he actually was portrayed almost depicted perfectly on that program back in, I think, in 1988, UFO
Cover-Up Live.
Cover-Up Live, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In fact, his actual diagram was provided to a source through Roy Patterson. I mean, that was right there on the television. And he died in 51.
Well, that whole show was a whole disinformation operation. Because at the end, Robert Collins or somebody there, one of the other agents that was in shadow there with the voice disguise, said that the aliens like Tibetan music and strawberry ice cream. And at that point, everybody shut down and said, "This is ridiculous."
Well, yeah, but the truth about that is that's exactly what was written. That was exactly what was written in the red book is our history of the ET, the extraterrestrial visitation. That's true. That's not a lie. That's true. I know it turned people off, but exactly, that's true.
It
give
is.
People the truth, and that turns them off because
exactly.
It's just
now,
so unbelievable.
But that worked as disinformation because it turned people off. But that's the truth. Mm-hmm. That alien liked ice cream. He liked strawberry ice cream. they didn't have teeth. They couldn't chew. Everything they took in had to be a fluid.